Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited,
the Conservation International Guyana,
Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit republicguyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to republicguyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Don't let the fear of contracting the coronavirus disease deter you from seeking the medical care you need. At Eureka Labs, we ensure the safety of our clients and staff with our rigid sanitization routine. This involves the use of ultraviolet lights to effectively rid the air and all surfaces of viruses and bacteria that may be present throughout the lab daily. The light works to rapidly inactivate microorganisms through a physical process that is invisible to human eye. So the next time you need a checkup, don't hesitate to give us a call on 225-7574 to schedule your appointment.
In our last episode, Shelley told Unique and Divine she looked forward to playing a role in the baby's life, especially if she was unable to have a child of her own. Shelley visited Alonzo in his new apartment, and while there, Ignatius turned up to see the place and she had to hide. When he left, Alonzo suggested they meet there regularly, but Shelley was reticent about lying to Ignatius. Right now, Ryan and Divine are preparing to go out.
Ryan, how come you and Alonzo don't ever hang out?
I don't really know him that well, Divine.
Yeah, but y'all are cousins. You should get to know him.
I guess.
Shelly said he has his own place now.
So I heard.
Yeah. You okay?
I guess I'm just a bit nervous.
Ryan, there's no need to be nervous. Let's just get it over with.
You thought about if he's not mine?
With Emmanuel having Ignatius' whole face, you still questioning if he's yours?
You know babies could look like anybody.
I thought we moved past that.
Yeah. I guess I'm feeling this way because we're about to go do the DNA test.
Okay.
I love him so much already. I can't imagine him not being mine.
He's yours, Ryan.
You sure he's mine?
Let's just wait till we get the results, okay?
So you're not sure?
Ryan? I really thought we got past this.
I'm sorry.
Let's just go. I don't want to have baby out too long in this time of COVID.
Okay, I'll carry him.
Yo, yo! Divine! Ryan! We are running going. I can't get a proper look at me son and Holy Lil.
Ryan, we just did the DNA test. Please leave us alone.
I want to hold my baby.
Buddy, I'm warning you. Don't come near this vehicle.
Or else what? You's a paku boy.
Ryan, let's just go.
In 2 weeks, the whole world gonna know the truth. And I'm changing your name too.
Can you move so I could drive off?
Look at the boy. Look at me baby boy. I don't got car seat and everything fee.
You better keep it for when you get some woman pregnant.
I know once the truth come out, you gonna run back to me divine. We supposed to be a family with we son.
But hey, I said move.
Why don't run me over, yeah? I'm patiently waiting for you divine babes. Son, it won't be too long before you're there with your real father. Soon!
Ryan, I'm sorry.
No need. What happened done happen. You can know the truth soon.
But you know he's yours, right?
I ain't getting my hopes up for nothing. When we get back the results, it's done.
Okay.
I just prepare me mine if we gonna have to deal with that idiot for the next 18 to 21 years.
Yeah, we'll see.
Dinah, darling, if nothing else, I'm marrying you for your cooking.
That's all I want to you, old man.
No, my love. So what are you watching there?
I'm watching one of these ExxonMobil videos.
Oh, what are you talking about?
It's you growing. Sure you are not?
Don't do me some man. You know, since I did here with you, I'm learning more about ExxonMobil work.
That is true.
So what are you talking about there?
ExxonMobil partner with the Guyana Council of Organizations for Persons with Disabilities.
Really?
Yes.
So what? They providing jobs for the differently abled community?
Well, sure, if a differently abled person qualify and apply for a job at ExxonMobil, once they meet the requirements, they can get it.
So what's the video about?
They had a STEM training for children with disabilities.
STEM? Science?
Yes, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Massive.
Yes, because a lot of people don't think about the differently abled community.
That's true.
So you see, ExxonMobil is making an impact in the country.
How many children?
26 of them graduated so far. They had the graduation at the David Rowe Special Need Education School.
I like how that's sounding.
Plus, out of the 26 that graduate, they give the outstanding participants 3D medals.
So it's a one-off thing?
I doubt it. They still got 27 more to graduate at another ceremony.
I wonder how long they went through this training.
Well, they run with the program at 5 special needs schools in Region 4 over a 4-month period.
I'm really glad they did this for these children. Not because a person might have a disability means they can't get into science and engineering and so.
Exactly. And this is what they teach them. They introduce them to STEM using robotic technology.
It just goes to show the ability of them children.
That's what I'm saying. They even learned to be more environmentally conscious because the robotic kits were solar powered and they use recycled material.
Kudos to ExxonMobil for partnering with, who you say?
The Guyana Council of Organizations for Persons with Disabilities.
Dinah, you know this is the things I like here? Care for the environment. We got to preserve it.
Yes.
Which reminds me, I got to meet up with the boys them later. Little by little, I'm teaching them about moving into safer gold mining practices.
And there's a good thing you're doing.
Please my heart to know that the generation coming up gonna be more aware and conscious about preserving the environment. I could die a happy man knowing that I did my part.
I ain't really ready for your dad yet.
I ain't ready for go either. Which reminds me, why you want we set this wedding date?
I think me you should just go down to the post office.
No, dearest. We could get a marriage officer for marry we and get a nice little gathering with family and a few close friends.
You know the coronavirus ain't gone away yet, right?
Yes. And hopefully me and you get this vaccine soon. But I ain't talking about more than 10 people. And we can physical distance the right way. Strict COVID guidelines.
All right. We got to plan this thing properly. Rhonda, Aubrey, and Jamari might want to come.
Well, you see.
Maybe it's best we wait till like July, August.
I can't wait so long for call you me loving wife, Dino.
If we're doing a ceremony and all that, we gotta do it properly.
All right. I know how all your women stay with your wedding planning.
Mm-hmm.
But I love you, darling. I can't wait to say I do.
Me too, my love.
Mwah.
Hey, John. Mr. Goldman. I telling y'all, these people get me real upset this morning, boy. They won't even let me hold my own son, boy.
But Brian, from what you told us, you don't know yet if the baby's yours.
I know it's me own.
That is a tough situation. If the child turns out to be your own, how are you going to deal with the child mother and your husband?
How I can deal with them? I carrying them to court. I want my son with me.
Now, Brian, you sure that would be the best thing? Why not just try to work with them?
Work with them? Me want no dealings to do with she husband. The baby is nothing to you. You don't need to be in me child life.
So, you saying you want the child live with you?
Yes. This was saying. Oh, she can come and visit when she want.
I doubt they're gonna take a baby from me, mother.
Correct, John. That gonna be a hard battle, Brian. Especially when you're gonna be in the bush half the time.
Look, I got a plan. Y'all ain't understand the love me and this girl got between we. She only stifling she conscience. She love me, buddy.
So, you hoping she can move in with you and the baby?
That is why, no. I might just give up mining and all. You ain't understand, Mr. Goldman. I would give me life for this woman.
I beg you. Don't do that, sir.
That is you, Mr. Goldman.
Is this young man, Alonzo? You trying to get into the mining business? Hello? Yes. Yeah, swing by Boston Restaurant. I'm here. Good. You coming over there?
I hope this young man going into mining with the head on. Hope he gonna be one of them ones to mine while destroying the place and ain't making any effort to fix anything.
Nah, man. He's scolding it.
Too much damage already been done to the environment because of mining. People dig up and destroy the place, not to mention the pollution.
Don't worry about that, John. We working to make things better.
I know enough Benedict for gold and keep moving.
And that is wrong.
Yeah, it's in the Mining Act. You're supposed to rehabilitate them mining sites for the sake of the forest.
Miners supposed to fill out mining pits before moving to a new site.
So won't catch you if you left it so.
Do it and find out now.
Not me. I plan on following all the rules.
You got some proper organizations working to ensure we get this thing right in Guyana. The Guyana Geology and Mines Commission. The Guyana Gold and Diamond Miners Association, Conservation International.
I hear GGMC and GGDMA providing a lot of technical support.
Especially with getting miners on board to use new technology. Miners are able to test the new technology at the new mining sites.
I got to see them equipment.
Matter of fact, the GGMC got a mineral processing unit supporting miners with these new technologies.
It's good that miners getting all the support. I just hope most of them taking advantage of it and don't stick to the old ways of mining. That is very bad, especially for our indigenous communities.
You say you hope most of them? I'm saying all of them.
Yeah, buddy. It got to be a collective thing. Mr. Goldman, I thank you very much for helping me to see things in a different light.
It's my duty, Brian.
Hey.
Hey.
He's sleeping?
Yeah.
You want me to put him down?
No, I just enjoy looking at him.
Oh.
He grows so much already since we brought him home from the hospital.
That's good breast milk.
Yeah. Good job, mommy.
By the time he finishes with me, I won't have boobs left.
A small sacrifice.
Easy for you to say. He's such a good sleeper.
Yeah. Everything about him is so calm.
Just like you.
Yeah. Just like me.
What?
Divine. Look at him. He doesn't look like me.
Why would you say that? And in any case, everybody thinks he looks like Ignatius and you look like Ignatius.
Yeah, but I don't see it.
Ryan,
what is... I don't want to set myself up when deep down inside I know the truth.
Really, Ryan?
I know you want it to be true too. But I think you know it too, Divine.
Ryan, stop!
I don't think he's my son!
Have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company. SMADS Limited, the Small Business Bureau and the Conservation International Guyana, with funding from the Global Environment Facility and the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation, urging you to observe all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.